AJ is, he's one of the best, hands down. He was gifted, you know, speed, size, hands, pretty much everything that you would think of in a receiver, he's got it, and then some. So he's one of my favorite in the league. I've watched him for a long time, even when he was at Georgia, obviously. You know, I was at LSU, so we watched those SEC guys pretty closely. You know, the defense got a tough challenge ahead, that's for sure.
I know that you don't play against him, obviously, but when you got a guy like that on the other side, does that get you a little bit more jacked up?
Absolutely. It's you know, I'm out there watching. I'm watching, you know, what he's doing because I enjoy it. I love football like that. I love seeing other guys who are great. And as long as you're not, I'm not going against you. I'm not going to, not like I'm rooting for him, but I like to see somebody at their best. And if not, I'd like to see him compete.
What's the skill that he has that kind of pops out for you?
I mean, like I said, he's got it all. I couldn't sit there and pick one for you. I mean, he's six tall, and he goes up to get every ball. He's got great hands. He runs great routes. He's got speed. I mean, I don't know what bad I could really say about him.
Odell, would you compare yourself to him in any way?
I mean, maybe the way he goes up and gets a ball, the way he attacks it in the air. Like I said, for a long time, I've said there's little bits and pieces of each people's game that I'll try and take and incorporate into my own. So I'm sure there's a little bit of that in there, but we're just not the same build. We're not the same receiver.
We don't know, obviously, who's going to play him, but Jack Rabbit's had a pretty good season for you guys, and you've watched him, obviously. Could he give A.J. Green a run for his money if he's got it over him?
You know, I was having this conversation with somebody else, and you talk about, you know, who's the best corner in the league, this, that, the other, and it's tough to even put him in that category because you see him every day you go against him. So when you ask who's the best corner, you don't think somebody on your team. But, I mean, he's playing at the highest levels. He's not really giving up much. He's a phenomenal player since I've known. And I would definitely expect him to be on him at some point in time. And also 41, he's a 6'2 guy who's up there a little bit and still runs 4'2. He's smart. So I would expect a little bit of both. I would expect 41 on him. I would expect 20 on him. And more importantly, I'm expecting some real good work.
Anthony, you got to get clues. You got any clues, don't you, for long range? Okay, then take it.
These Sunday night games, but it's not any more inspiring than you know, a game on Sunday at 1 o'clock. You know, when you get out on that field, you want to play at the highest level. You want to play your best game, no matter what time it is. If it's 9:30 a.m. over here and 2:30 in London, you know what I mean. You want to play the very best you can at all times.
Randy Moss says you're 5-3 as a football team, but where do you think this team is at in terms of coming together and fighting for a championship?
I mean, I think we're right there at 5-3. Of course, you could sit here and coulda, woulda, shoulda. There could have been games that we could have won. We could have did this different, but it's not the case. We're 5-3. We are a 5-3 team right now who's trying to progress each and every week. And, you know, we want to make this run towards the back end of the season. And we have a great opportunity ahead of us. Position I haven't been in since I've been here. So it's great to, you know, feel this way. It's great to be 5-3 at the moment, but you can't sit there and get complacent with it. You know, you got to keep going and got to pick up wins.